Hey there, awesome people. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood productivity guru, and welcome back to Focus Factory. You know that feeling when you've got a million things swirling in your head, a to-do list longer than your arm, and the day feels like it's already slipping through your fingers? Yeah, me too. That's why we're here, diving deep into strategies to conquer chaos and get stuff done. Today, we're tackling a game changer, the Pomodoro Technique. Trust me, this isn't your grandma's timer trick. It's a powerful tool that can supercharge your focus and productivity. Think of this as our mental workout for the day. We're gonna break down 5 key takeaways to make this technique work for you, not against you. Ready to level up your concentration game? Let's go. First off, understand what we're dealing with. The Pomodoro technique is all about working in focused bursts of 25 minutes, followed by a short 5-minute break. It's like setting mini deadlines for yourself throughout the day, but instead of stressing you out, it actually boosts your focus and motivation. Imagine it like this. You're training for a marathon, but instead of running the whole thing at once, you break it down into manageable sprints. Bam! Less overwhelm, more achievement. Number 2, ditch perfectionism. Let's face it, we can get bogged down trying to make everything perfect, right? But here's the thing. This technique is about progress, not perfection. Those 25-minute chunks are your dedicated time for laser focus. So let go of the need to create a masterpiece in every single sprint. Just get things moving. Third, prioritize your tasks. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming chainsaws while riding a unicycle? Me too. Before you even hit that timer, decide what really needs your attention. Write down your top 3 most important tasks for the day. Those are your Pomodoro stars. Focus on one at a time, and boom, you'll conquer your to-do list with laser precision. Number 4, embrace the power of breaks. Don't just scroll through social media during those 5 minutes, step away from your screen. Get up, stretch, take a walk, grab a coffee, anything that clears your head and recharges you for the next sprint. Trust me, it makes a world of difference. Finally, track your progress and celebrate wins. It's not just about getting things done, it's about recognizing how far you've come. Use a simple timer app or even just a notebook to keep track of your Pomodoros. Celebrate completing a set, finishing a task, every small win counts. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're a writer facing a daunting project. A 10-page essay due next week. Your brain might be screaming, no. But with the Pomodoro technique, that overwhelming task becomes manageable. You break it down into smaller chunks. Each 25 minutes dedicated to writing, followed by a 5-minute break for stretching or grabbing a quick snack. By focusing on one page at a time, you're less likely to get bogged down by perfectionism and more likely to make steady progress. Pretty cool, right? So there you have it, the Pomodoro technique in action. It's about breaking down big tasks, embracing focused bursts of energy, and celebrating your wins along the way. Remember, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution, so experiment, find what works best for you, and watch your productivity soar. Ready to put this into practice? Grab a timer, choose your most important task, and set those 25 minutes of focus in motion. Share your experience with me. Use the hashtag FocusFactory on social media. Let's build a community of focused achievers together. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.